Welcome to the Send Relief Podcast, where our goal is to equip every church to serve its community with gospel-centered mercy and compassion ministry. Here's your host, Ryan West.
Today I have with me Jeff Christofferson. Jeff serves as the Vice President of the Send Network, which is the church planting initiative of the North American Mission Board. Well, Jeff, thank you for being with me.
Great to be with you, Ryan.
Yeah, so I want to ask you a question that I think is absolutely important for church planters to think through. When we talk about this intersection or an intersection of church planting and mercy ministry and how those two things go together, I think that's pretty much an assumption in many of our church planters' minds, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes, hopefully. And but when it comes to using mercy ministry to plant a church, I think there's also a potential danger there that you could, in your desire to define ecclesiology and what the church is and what it should do in its local community, you could lose sight of a biblical ecclesiology and really become, you know, have mission drift into a good works-oriented 501c3 that's not a church, right? So what would you say is the way that church planters should think and approach this potential tension, this potential danger?
Well, I mean, I think I would look at a Venn chart. They're always very sexy and exciting. And I would think, okay, at the top of that, I need to start with good Christology. And by that, I mean kingdom thinking. And I'd really want to know, you know, Jesus spoke of the kingdom of God 86 times, the church twice. And so somehow my Christology needs to have sort of the mindset or the thought of Christ in that, or kingdom thinking. And then from there, I go into missional engagement. And so I start off with Christology, I go to missiology. And my missional engagement needs to reflect the kingdom thinking that that I've really established and what God has called me towards. And then from missional engagement, then I go into biblical community. And that's my ecclesiology. And so I prioritize things through that those lenses, starting off, you know, what is it that Christ asked me to do? And then how do I engage the community I'm in? And then from that, how do we form biblical community? I think the bullseye that happens there is disciple making that is reproducible in context. And so a church plant, we always talk about this, you know, good works and good news. And the good news clarifies, but good works verify. There's a sense where these are two wings on a plane. And when they're both in balance, I mean, it has an effect for a lost world looking at this thing. Gee, I was expecting you guys just to, you know, sing songs and preach. This is, you're actually doing something and making a difference. And then these, out of the harvest comes, you know, more disciple making. And so I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good framework that you would have Christology, or as a Canadian would say, Christology. I'm a Southern American, I guess.
And, we like to keep Christ central there.
Yeah, you're right. Missiology and ecclesiology around biblical community. Do you see examples? It's interesting. I had a conversation with Tim Kotler, who is our Midwest regional mobilizer recently, and he said that basically that churches that employ this threefold structure, that they're the ones not only doing the best as far as making disciples, but they're actually the ones that survive. Mm. Do you see a correlation there? Would you agree with that?
I think definitely. It's tough to kill a church that really makes disciples because I don't mean a church that has a discipleship program that teaches people stuff.
Right.
I mean, a church that is engaging lostness, leading people to Christ, growing them up so that they engage lostness. I mean, there's such ownership in that church by the people. They're not there to be entertained. It doesn't just blow away when the next thing starts or there's a problem in the church, because there's this is what they know and this is who they know. This is their, and so I see incredible. I mean, multiplication comes from that. Substance, I think it's all good.
Yeah. And I love how you bring that together, that your missiology. I mean, you are really making disciples in this. It's not discipleship. I mean, a lot of people will think in terms of discipleship as an internal function of the church, missions as an external function of the church, and whatever we choose to emphasize is kind of, you know, are we activists and missiologically bent?
Sure.
Are we, you know, content-oriented, spiritual?
Deep theologians.
Yeah, and very internal. But you really see those two going hand in hand.
I think those three actually is a, I think the natural product of that is a disciple-making process. And so in context, it makes sense for the field. And so it's hard to rip off someone else's idea, but you can start, you know, I just start with the Gospels and what is it Jesus says, if I'm, this is all I have, what is kingdom thinking look like here? What is it that we have to impress on the life of a disciple? And then thinking, okay, how does that affect it in context here where these issues or these troubles or these social fault lines or these struggles are going on? What's Jesus want to say here? And then taking that into the final thing, say, okay, then how do we form biblical community? And church planting is notorious for starting on the other end. We start with ecclesiology, and we start with our forms and our models and our plans, and we have an idea of what we want to reproduce, and we try to sort of force that over a piece of geography, and you can gather Christians doing that, but you have a hard time making disciples doing that.
Yeah. And you and I have talked about the danger of syncretism and how. Particularly, I'll talk about my own culture, Southern U.S. culture. There's oftentimes a syncretism that'll happen between certain cultural bents, I would say, and just a blending of that and what church is. Now, you've already spoken about that, or you and I have spoken about that. You would say that people approach, and what if you didn't have the history of what your church is like? Talk about from scripture, what does it mean to make disciples? Mm-hmm. Would you also see a potential danger of syncretism with church planters that would have a mercy ministry bent that might bring together in an unhealthy way social justice and church planting? Is that a danger that you see happening?
Yeah, I think without, you know, the other two things we're talking about, Christology and biblical community, Christology and biblical community, there's a sense where missional engagement might be an end in and of itself. And if that's the case, it's a pretty lopsided body of Christ where we're out there, you know, doing good things, and we're missing, you know, sound teaching or missing interdependence that happens in biblical community. And so... Yeah, there's not much life or power there.
Yeah, that's great. And I love how you tie all this back to Christology, Christology, kingdom thinking, and how you define that. I think that's what keeps us grounded and helps us hold all three, these other two things together well is really bound up in Christ, as
that's
it should be.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jeff, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with me.
It's great to be. Thank you, Ryan.
Jeff has given us an amazing framework for making disciples in your local context. Christology, missiology, and ecclesiology, how these three things have to be held together in order to make disciples. Please see the show notes below for more information regarding how to contact us, as well as links that will help you think through these things and expose you to resources. We would love to hear from you about what you're doing to make disciples in your local context, as well as help you think through issues that you have, questions that you have. Please feel free to contact us.
Thank you for listening to the Send Relief Podcast, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast, visit our website at namb.net/sendrelief.